Well, hello, and thanks for joining us on this, the very first podcast edition of Survivors of Stroke. I'm your host, Dave Smith, and a stroke survivor. As you can tell by my voice, I have not recovered completely. My stroke was August 5th of 2016 due to AFib, which I didn't know I had. I knew something was wrong, but didn't know it was a heart condition. My word of advice? If you feel or you know something is wrong with you physically, go get it checked out as soon as possible. Don't wait until it's too late like I did. My stroke was completely avoidable if only I didn't wait to see a doctor and listen to what my body was trying to tell me. A stroke occurs when blood, which carries oxygen to the brain, is blocked. It is a medical emergency because brain cells begin to die within just a few minutes without oxygen. Every year, nearly 795,000 people in the United States have a stroke. It's the fifth leading cause of death in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Strokes can occur at any age, but stroke risk does increase as you get older. There are two main types of strokes. The ischemic stroke, which I had, which is caused by blood clots, and hemorrhagic strokes, which are caused by bleeding in or around the brain. Ischemic strokes account for 87% of all strokes. They happen when there's a blood clot that blocks blood flow to the part of the brain. There are two ways this can happen. One, a clot can form in a blood vessel in the neck or brain that has been narrowed by a buildup of plaque. Plaque is a combination of fat, cholesterol, and other substances that accumulate in the inner lining of the artery walls. This condition is often referred to as hardening of the arteries. A clot can break off from a blood vessel somewhere else in the body and travel to the brain, where it becomes stuck in one of the brain's tiny blood vessels. This is called an embolism. A hemorrhagic stroke occurs when a weakened blood vessel in the brain ruptures and bleeds into surrounding blood tissue. This puts too much pressure on blood cells in the surrounding tissue, cutting off their blood supply and causing damage. An aneurysm, a weak spot in blood vessel wall that balloons outward, can lead to a hemorrhagic stroke. Chronic high blood pressure may also weaken spots in the artery wall, making these spots more prone to rupture. About 13% of all strokes are hemorrhagic strokes. What are the symptoms of a stroke? The different stroke types cause similar symptoms because each affects blood flow in your brain. The only way to determine what type of stroke you may be having is to seek medical attention. A doctor will order imaging tests to view your brain. The National Stroke Association recommends the FAST method to help identify the warning signs of a stroke. Face, when you smile, does one side of your face droop? Arms, when you raise both arms, does one arm drift down? Speech, like mine, is your speech slurred, like mine? Are you having trouble talking? Time, if you experience any of these symptoms, call 911 immediately. A TIA will cause these symptoms for a short amount of time, usually anywhere from 1 to 5 minutes. However, you shouldn't ignore stroke symptoms, even if they go away quickly. What complications can a stroke cause, you may ask? A stroke is a medical emergency for a reason. It can have life-threatening consequences. The brain controls the major functions of human life. Without blood flow, your brain can't manage breathing, blood pressure, and much more. Complications can vary according to the stroke type and if you are able to successfully receive treatment. Examples of complications include behavior changes. Having a stroke can contribute to depression or anxiety. You also may experience changes in your behavior, such as being more impulsive or more withdrawn from socializing with others. Speech difficulties, as I have. A stroke can impact areas of your brain having to do with speech and swallowing. I have both those problems. As a result, you may have difficulty reading, writing, or understanding other people when they're speaking. Numbness or pain. A stroke can cause numbness and decrease sensation in parts of your body. This can be painful. Sometimes injury to the brain can also affect your ability to sense temperature. This condition is known as central stroke pain and can be difficult to treat. Paralysis, because of the way your brain works to direct movement, a stroke in the right side of your brain can affect movement on the left side of your body and vice versa. Those who have had a stroke may not be able to use facial muscles or moving an arm on one side. You may be able to regain lost motor function, speech, and swallowing after a stroke through rehabilitation. However, these can take time to regain. How are strokes treated? Treatment for strokes depend on many factors. These include what kind it is and how long it lasted. The sooner you can seek help from after stroke, the more likely you'll have a better recovery. TIA. Treatments for TIA include taking medications that will help prevent further strokes. A doctor may also recommend surgery that removes plaque buildup in the artery of your neck, which is a major cause of stroke. Ischemic stroke is treatments you receive depend on how quickly you get to a hospital. They also depend on your individual medical history. If you seek treatment within 3 hours of this type of stroke, your doctor may be able to give you a medication known as a TPA. This medication, which is delivered through an IV, can dissolve the clot. However, not all people can receive TPAs due to the risk of bleeding. Your doctor has to carefully consider your medication history before administering the TPA. Doctors can use procedures to physically remove the clot or deliver clot-blocking medications to your brain. You may also be given medication to reduce pressure. This may also need blood transfusion to increase the amount of blood clotting material in your blood to try to stop the bleeding. What is the outlook for each type of stroke? An estimated one-third of people who have experienced a TIA would go on to have a full ischemic stroke within a year. Seeking treatment reduces the chance of that happening. If a person has had a stroke, their risk of having another increases. It's estimated that one-fourth of people who have had a stroke will have another within 5 years. There are many lifestyle changes you can adopt to reduce your risk of ever having a stroke or recurrence again. Examples include increasing your physical activity, eating a healthy diet to maintain a normal weight for your height and build, reducing binge drinking and limiting drinks to no more than one a day for women and one to two per day for men, refraining from using illegal drugs known to contribute to a stroke. These drugs are cocaine and methamphetamines. Talk to your doctor about ways you can reduce your individual risk for stroke. Well, that's all I have for today. I thank you for joining us. Please stay tuned and watch our website, survivorsofstroke.com, and we will announce our next podcast. Thanks for listening.